The story so far. As a result of a bizarre transportation accident, three of our puppets are at large in the outside world. Some of our puppets are missing.
Captain's log, stardate 1811.90. Myself, Sir David Steele, and an anteater have escaped from the empire of the puppet masters, only to find ourselves in an equally undesirable predicament.
So, you three rubber gits have escaped.
Well, don't think you can come round here nicking our jobs, shagging our birds.
Eating our ants.
Don't pull too hard, it'll go off in your head.
I think we're in for a spot above her. Do you want to eat this harbour, eh?
Don't worry. I can handle this situation by using my political skills and diplomacy.
Oh, well, I
think we agreed to differ.
Yes, fortunately, I was able to immobilize them with my Vulcan death grip.
Oh, I thought it was the fact that I bit their bollocks.
Well, here we are in the real world, free at last from the oppression of the puppet masters.
What do we do now, Mr. Spock?
Simple. I shall send an advance party consisting of myself and obtain some suitable accommodation for the night.
Not exactly suitable.
Oh, dear, I don't like this. Meet me up, Scotty.
Couldn't you have got us a room?
In this civilization, accommodation can only be secured on payment of a deposit. However, in order to earn a deposit, it is necessary to obtain a job for which you need accommodation. Most illogical.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, that's just bitten. Oh, a little bit of politics. My name is Mr. Spock. Good night.
Furthermore, we are unable to claim benefit because we left our jobs voluntarily.
And on the grounds that I am an anti-sir.
Not to worry. This gentleman may be able to help us. Good evening. I'm Sir David Steele. Oh, well, I don't suppose he'll be needing his box anymore. We could always annex it and knock through.
You must be joking. I'm not sleeping here. This isn't a suitable habitat for an anteater. I need warmth and ants and stuff.
Gentlemen, may I suggest that we have a more immediate problem to attend to?
Oh, no! It's the puppet catcher!